Folks, we are going to do the daily financial news vertical versus horizontal. I don't know why the YouTube algorithm or YouTube platform is not letting me do horizontal, but hey, we do what we do and we just move on. So we're doing the daily financial news for Sunday, April 7th. Lots going on. Lots going on. We got jobs numbers. We finally have the Fed step. What I have been hoping they would do for quite a while. We can talk about Fed meetings coming up and all things money. Alrighty, folks, let's get into it. Let's just jump into what I am finally excited about. If you've been watching my channel for any length of time, you know that I have been hoping, praying, wishing for the Fed to talk about taking rates higher. I have said this since the last Fed meeting. In fact, before the last Fed meeting, I was hopeful that somebody in the Fed, and I was hoping for two people on the dot plot, that they would actually say we are going higher. Now, of course, the dot plot's disappointed. I, of course, wore my swing and a miss shirt because that's what I do when I'm wrong. But finally, we have one of the Fed presidents saying we may need to take rates higher. Now, who said it? Michelle Bowman. Michelle Bowman is important because she is a permanent voting member. Her voice matters. Her vote counts. And what she said was, and I quote, "Another rate hike could be needed if inflation stays high. If we reduce too soon, inflation will undoubtedly rebound." Folks, I don't actually think the Fed will go higher. I want to make that clear, and hopefully I have. But I hope and I wish the Fed would threaten to go higher. Why is that important for us? Because again, if you remember, I have been hoping for rates, the mortgage rates, to stay above 7. I want mortgage rates above 7% so that we can buy time for the housing market to heal itself. The housing market was broken by the Fed. It will not be unbroken for years. Folks, I ask you to go back and look at now the 54-year spreadsheet if you haven't already. Look at 1978, total housing transactions. And then scroll to the right. What year did we finally eclipse 1978 housing transactions? If we get rates going down below 7%, we are going to delay the housing market fixing itself. So I think the Fed just threatening to go higher will take mortgage rates higher. And surprise, thanks to Michelle Bowman, the 10-year note went higher. Mortgage rates, which dipped under 7% for a single day, are now back solidly above 7. And I hope they stay there. So again, I am hopeful that a second Fed president, because we have a lot of Fed speak next week, lots, like I think we had 15 last week. I think we have 12 this week Fed presentations. So again, hopefully someone else besides Michelle Bowman comes out and says, hey, we might need to take rates higher. So again, should be very interesting. Not to be outdone, Lori Logan, another Fed president, came out and said, it is too soon to think about cutting interest rates, and I am concerned about the upside. Folks, the market has been talking about rate cuts for seemingly ever. They came into the year expecting 6, now 3. I suspect very quickly we're going to start talking about 2 and maybe 1. Not to be outdone, we have Fed President Neel Kashkari. Neel Kashkari came out and said, 0 rate cuts is possible. Folks, the Fed is clearly talking tough, which again is a good thing. It means if they talk tough, the market will react. And then, oh, by the way, they won't have to go higher. That's how this thing works out. Neel is talking about if inflation goes sideways, if growth is above expectations, and the job market is holding together. So again, lots and lots of stuff going on. So again, I was very happy to see Michelle Bowman come out and say the words that I have been hoping for 6 weeks. And again, she said, another rate hike could be needed if inflation stays higher. So again, very cool to see that. I'm very, very happy. Let's talk about Las Vegas real estate. You guys know there's lots of people talking about crash. You and I probably both follow Brian Lebo. Brian Lebo came out with March data already, folks. Las Vegas. Can you believe it? That market that everybody says is going down. Well, inventory went down. Inventory went down 131. Inventory is at a near low. It is 50% below normal. And prices, well, prices went up $10,000. The median home price in Las Vegas, Nevada went up $10,000. That is over 2% in a single month. Those are month-on-month numbers. If you want to get a full breakdown of price points and all of that, of course, go check out Brian Lebo at the Lebo Group. He puts out lots of monthly content, talks about different bands of inventory, and is a wealth of knowledge in the Vegas market. So one of the things we need to start thinking about are the Fed meetings, because I think it is fair to assume that any interest rate cut that we get in 2024 will be at a Fed meeting. It is my hope, and it should be yours, that we don't have an emergency and thus an emergency rate cut. An emergency rate cut is bad, bad, bad. We don't want that. So if we take that off the table, it is important to figure out what Fed meetings are coming. So we have a Fed meeting coming up April 30th, May 1st. I think it is highly unlikely that a rate cut comes May 1st. In fact, I would give it 0% chance of a rate cut. The next one will be June 11th and June 12th. June 11th and June 12th is important because it is also their quarterly review of their expectations, what you and I call the dot plot. What are these 19 presidents talking about? I believe the June 11th and 12th meeting will be the time folks like Michelle Bowman take their dot plot and go, hey, we may have to go higher. Again, I wish they did it last time. I am hopeful they do it next time. I think the chances of a June rate cut are low, like 1 or 2%. I no longer think that the first cut will come in June. Then July. July is, in my opinion, as you'll see in a minute, the last time the Fed could have their first rate cut. The July meeting is July 30th and 31st. It is my current belief that the Fed wants to cut, and thus we will get our first rate cut of a quarter point July 30th and 31st. If we don't, we are going to talk about the first rate cut post-election. There is another meeting between July and the election. That is on September 17th and September 18th. Given that is the last Fed meeting pre-election, unless something nasty has broken, meaning unemployment has spiked to 4.3 or 4.4 or something ugly, I personally believe the chance that their first rate cut is in September. No chance. Now, if they cut in July, could they cut in September? Yes, absolutely. I don't think the first rate cut will be in September if they missed July. Not to be outdone, there is a meeting post-election. The election, if you guys don't know, is November 5th. November 5th, yes, Tuesday, November 5th. There is a Fed meeting November 6th and 7th. Now, given that the election is on the 5th, now we may not know, given all this counting and all of that, we may not know, but hopefully we do. There is a chance that the Fed cuts on the 7th, which is the second day of the meeting. Although the last meeting is right before Christmas, December 17th and 18th, it is my personal opinion that if the Fed hasn't cut all year, they will cut at that meeting. They will cut at that meeting because it will have been now, what would it have been? The last raise was July of 23. That'll be like 17 or 18 months. So yeah, very, very interesting. But again, according to Neel Kashkari and others at the Fed, there is a chance of zero rate cuts. So lots and lots of stuff going on. I do not see a rate cut coming May 1st. In fact, I think there is 0% chance of a May rate cut. Let's talk about Friday's jobs numbers. Friday jobs number once again came in above expectations. Expectations were 200,000. Last month were 275,000. Actuals were 303,000. That number, again, is not as strong as it looks. It is mainly government and part-time. But again, those are the numbers. We did see the unemployment rate fall back. Remember last time it jumped from 3.7 to 3.9. That was concerning. It did fall back to 3.8, still below 4%, kind of bouncing between 3.7 and 3.9. Nothing crazy going on today in the unemployment market. We did see the 99 cent stores are closing down. I'm not sure what you can sell anymore for 99 cents and make a profit. I'm not even frankly sure what you could sell for $1.99 and make a profit these days. But again, it's not a surprise that 99 cent store is closing. We did look at the big job gainers. Looks like 72,000 in healthcare, followed by 71,000 in government. Government is getting bigger. I am one of those folks that think a big government is a bad, bad idea. But yes, 71,000. It was interesting to look at wage growth. Wage growth is coming off the boil. Wage growth was 4.1%. And of course, if you want to talk about nominal and real, which is something you and I should always do, real wage growth was 0.9, almost 1%. Again, all you have to do is take 4.1 minus inflation, which currently came in at 3.2, and you are left with the real. That's how you convert nominal to real terms. Alrighty, folks, that's what I got for you today. Remember, folks, sign up for the Zuber letter. I am actively working on newsletter number one. You are going to want to get it, working in partnership with Resi Club. Go to zuberletter.com, put in your email, and you too will get the first newsletter, which we're hoping, fingers crossed, to send out this Thursday. Yes, folks, have a wonderful day. Take care of yourself. Later.